Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Party popper! Oh, yeah, boy! Yeah! Woo. Hey, y'all, this is the best time of my life! Yeah.
Hear that? That's the sound of a birthday lime in your favorite club.
Happy birthday to me.
And that is a sad, sad birthday. Wave to the Zoom friends. You only need one reason to vaccinate. So take your shot and get back to life. A message from Republic Bank.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Ignatius questioned Shelley about large withdrawals from her bank account, and she admitted that she was investing in a mining business with Alonzo. He was not at all pleased. Patsy warned Coretta that her neighbor seemed to be stealing light. Ignatius arrived to give her some money, then visited Alonzo, demanding he repay Shelley in a month. Shelley arrived, and an angry Ignatius left, and Shelley rushed after him. As we return, Ignatius is meeting with Benicia.
Mr. Ignatius, I wasn't expecting you to call me today.
Wind up the window, Benicia. I have the AC on.
Let me fix my mask, too.
It's just me and you in the pickup van. I don't have COVID.
Oh, no. I can't take chances with my baby.
You're right, girl. You're right.
I have to protect myself. One of my friends, her father, died last week in Brazil. Muy triste.
Very unfortunate to hear about the number of people who have died in Brazil. All over the world, as a matter of fact.
Yes. 4 millones.
And over 500 in Guyana. Anyway, that's not what I want to discuss with you today.
Okay, Mr. Ignatius.
When was your last doctor's appointment? Everything okay with the baby?
Yes. The doctor said el bebé está bien. No complaints.
And my nephew still ain't doing what he's supposed to do?
Not really. I am so grateful to you for helping me out. Without you giving me money, I don't know how I will survive.
Don't worry about that. My nephew might be a bum, but that is my great niece or nephew you're carrying, and I will make sure they are all right.
Muchas gracias, Mr. Ignatius.
Anyway, I need you to do something for me.
Okay.
I want you to get into Alonzo's phone.
I don't know how.
He uses his fingerprint, right?
Yes.
So this is what you gotta do. You watch and see which finger he uses, and when he falls asleep, open his phone.
But if he wake up?
Listen, plan a special night.
Okay.
Cook a nice meal for he, and put a sleeping tablet in the food or drink.
Oh.
As soon as possible.
Yes, it is possible. I can do it.
Good.
But what you want me to look for in the phone?
Now you asking the right question. I want you to look through the messages between him and my wife.
Oh.
They say they are in business together, but I suspect something else is going on.
Oh, wow.
You know how to screenshot, right?
Yes, of course.
Go through all the messages you could find and screenshot everything and send it to me.
But what do you think is going on?
We will soon know.
Okay.
I have my suspicions a while now that something was going on. But I want to be sure.
So, you think they are together?
Just get into the phone for me.
Alonso is cheating on me?
Menicia, you know you are a beautiful young woman. And my nephew doesn't deserve you. I wouldn't tell you to leave him alone because after all he's the father of your unborn child. But based on what we find out, you will have to make a decision.
Oh, Mr. Ignatius, I hope it's not true. Why Alonso betray me like this? ¿Y tu mujer? Why would she cheat on you with your own nephew?
Just get the information, Benicio. And in the meantime, you hold on to this money.
Muchas gracias.
You making sure you eat right and taking your prenatal vitamins and so on?
Yes, Mr. Ignatius.
Lots of fruits and vegetables, right?
Yeah.
Good. For your sake and mine, I really hope my suspicions are wrong.
Catalina, you saw this call on ExxonMobil's page?
Which call is that, Auntie Myrtle?
Look, it says here, the Center for Local Business Development and the Sherry Blair Foundation for Women's Road to Growth will be launching two women's entrepreneurship programs in Guyana.
Mm-mm, what?
Look here, look.
Mm-hmm. The Center for Local Business Development, Accelerator, and the Sherry Blair Foundation for Women's Road to Growth Programs have teamed up for a joint call for application from women entrepreneurs in all industries in Guyana.
Mm-hmm. You fit right into that, Catalino.
But Auntie Myrtle, how come I didn't see this before?
You will apply?
Of course, Auntie Myrtle. Why would I miss an opportunity like this? You know how much I already learned through the CLBD.
I'm glad it's paying off.
Auntie Myrtle, I can't begin to express how happy I am about the future of my salon. You watch. Soon your niece can be supplying salon services to people working in the oil industry.
We claim it, Catalina.
Auntie Myrtle, I have never been so excited about my future. Is it all because I signed up with the Center for Local Business Development? Eh?
Well, you don't know what other opportunities these entrepreneurship programs will present.
Auntie Myrtle, maybe it's God lead you to ExxonMobil page, eh? How come Denzel misses that?
You notice he's been distracted lately, right?
You see the two, right? It's like my son is not himself.
Whoever this young lady is, seems like she has him wrapped around her finger.
You think we should worry?
Well, we know that Denzel is a smart young man.
Yes, but Auntie Myrtle, when women come in the mix, sometimes men lose their senses.
Our Denzel is a special young man. He always has his head on right.
Anyway, before I study Denzel and whoever this young woman is, let me hurry and do this application for the entrepreneurship program.
Good, okay.
I gotta log on to centerguyana.com.
Yes.
Look, the people had two live question and answer sessions which I miss, Auntie Myrtle. One was on the 22nd of July and the other on August 5th. Look, I'm really sorry I didn't see this earlier.
That is why it's good to keep checking the ExxonMobil Facebook page and website. So you don't miss any kind of these announcements.
But I usually check now and again, but I don't know how I miss this.
Catalina, I am so proud and happy that things have worked out so well for you.
Well, thanks, Auntie Myrtle.
I know it was a real struggle when Alexis and Denzel were young and they stayed with me while you came here to work.
Things I've been through to provide for my children, Auntie Myrtle. It wasn't easy.
But look at you now, my niece. You own this house and you have your own business.
Oh my, the sky is the limit now, Auntie Myrtle. Especially with these opportunities coming from the oil and gas industry.
I am so happy women are not being left out.
Well, we're living in times when our value is seen in society. It's still some work to be done in terms of gender-based violence because women are still being hurt and killed.
Sadly.
But women are also advancing. Look how many women are working with ExxonMobil and other areas of the oil and gas industry.
And it's only going to grow with time.
Especially when you keep getting opportunities like this entrepreneurship program. I really hope my application ain't going in too late and I get in.
You will, by the grace of God, my niece.
Mommy, Auntie Marto.
In here, Alexis.
Y'all in here, the neighbors cussing out?
Girl, we don't get time with them people. Every day something different with them.
GPL came to read the meter and the one in the greenhouse ain't want to come down and let the people in.
That is the thing I can't take with those people. Every Monday people come to check the meter, it's the same nonsense with them.
And then if they get an average bill, it gonna be another problem.
But that's the thing. Since they did the power utility upgrade, it's no average bill. You're paying for what you use.
Mm-hmm. Tell them ignoramus next door.
They probably just want teeth light.
But it's not easy to steal current with those new meters.
It's the modern meters and the type of cable that they connect to the meter makes it very difficult.
Mommy, like you check this thing?
Really, Alexis?
In this house, we are honest people. And would never attempt to steal from GPL.
Amen. Anybody who tries to steal current now from GPL will be taking a very big risk. Because then people run in steady inspection to see who trying to steal.
Enough people, nice time done.
You know how many losses GPL suffered because of electricity theft?
Yeah, and my friend was telling me, if they find anybody with illegal connection, they're removing it.
They should charge them too.
We got to report them when we see them.
I don't want no story with them people next door. I'm sure whomever is there to check the meter will report them.
It's not fair to people who come to check the meters and people won't let the people on the premises enter.
And some of them just lose the dog and all. Some real crass, is it?
PTGPL can't just charge them anything.
That was one of the points of the upgrade. No average bills. Average bills could mean being unfair to the customer or losses for GPL.
But if GPL can't reach in the air to check the meter, what then?
Girl, look, as a community, we all got to look out for one another and cooperate with GPL. I think we in the community got to hold those who want to play the heading good and stress the people out accountable.
I agree.
Anyway, I want to focus and apply for this thing quick.
What you applying for, Mommy?
The Center for Local Business Development got a wonderful opportunity here for women entrepreneurs.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Look at here on ExxonMobil Facebook page.
Equipment for installation. Honey, I really think you should go and take the COVID test, you know. You sure is not, So how you really feeling? Okay. Man, I can't come over today. I'll catch up on some work. How you mean? Look how much time we've been spending together. Of course I love being with you. Really? Choose between you and my family? Yeah, look, I can't make such a choice.
Denzel?
I'll call you back just now, okay?
What's going on?
Just talking to Bae.
Denzel, I ain't like how the conversation song.
What do you mean?
Why she singing a little controlling?
Alexis, really? Just because she's an older woman, she must be controlling me?
I just say, I think it's time you bring her to the family so we can meet her.
And soon. I gotta take this.
She again?
Excuse me, ma'am.
This woman is real problem. Mommy and Auntie Marta, wait, ma, wait. Y'all don't confront him like this.
What do you mean don't confront him, Alexis? You just tell me my son dating a woman 20 years older than he.
Oh my gosh! What big woman like that want with a little boy like Denzel? Denzel!
Mommy?
Who is this big woman you dating?
Really, Alexis?
I'm sorry, Denzel. I'm just concerned about...
Wow, man.
Denzel, who is she and when will we meet her?
When she's ready to come.
No, Denzel. No. I want to see this woman. No. I got to see who this woman is and what she really wants with my son.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murunloy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.